This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission began their return journey to Earth from International Space Station, ISS, with the undocking of their spacecraft a short while ago. The crew will reach back on Earth at around 3 p.m. tomorrow. SpaceX, in a social media post, confirmed that its Dragon spacecraft carrying group captain Shukla, along with the crew, successfully undocked from the ISS. Group Captain Shukla was on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station.
Dragon separation confirmed.
And Dragon Grace has officially undocked from the International Space Station at 6:15 a.m. Central, 7:15 a.m. Eastern, as the orbiting laboratory was flying 260 statute miles over the east coast of India. We also have confirmation that the first departure burn of the four departure burns is underway, and that first departure burn has completed.
Performance nominal.
We have a report.
After landing, Group Captain Shukla, along with other crew members, will undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program under the supervision of the flight surgeons to adapt back to Earth's gravity. Group Captain Shukla became the first Indian to visit the ISS and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla conducted 7 India-specific experiments. In his farewell speech aboard ISS, Group Captain Shukla described his space journey as incredible.
I did not imagine all this when I started on Falcon 9. The team that is standing behind me have made it really special for us being here on the station. It was an incredible joy to be here and working alongside with a bunch of professionals. I would like to thank my country and all their citizens for supporting this mission.
Along with Shukla, the mission had 3 astronauts. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Chandrayaan 3, a historic achievement of India's science and determination, has completed 2 years today. The primary objective of this mission was to place a lander and rover in the highlands near the moon's south pole and to demonstrate end-to-end landing and roving capabilities. On this day, in 2023, LV-M3-M4 rocket developed by Indian Space Research Organization successfully launched Chandrayaan 3 into orbit. President Draupadi Murmu today appointed new governors in Haryana and Goa and a new lieutenant governor in Ladakh. Former Civil Aviation Minister Pusapati Ashok Gajapati Raju has been appointed as the governor of Goa, while Professor Ashim Kumar Ghosh will be the governor of Haryana. Kavinder Gupta has been appointed as lieutenant governor of Ladakh. The president also accepted the resignation of lieutenant governor of Ladakh, Brigadier retired Dr. B.D. Mishra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has stressed on the importance of open exchange of views and perspectives between India and China amid the complex international situation. Dr. Jayashankar held a meeting with Vice President of China, Hang Jin, in Beijing today. He highlighted that continued normalization of ties between the two countries can produce mutually beneficial outcomes. The minister also expressed confidence that his discussions in this visit will maintain that positive trajectory. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal today launched the 2-day Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation BIMSTEC Ports Conclave in Vishakhapatnam. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Sonowal stated that India's Neighbourhood First policy exemplifies its commitment to leading cooperation in the regional maritime sector. Minister of Ayush Pratap Rao Ganpat Rao Jadhav today said that the entire world is now understanding and adopting the scientific basis, utility and vast potential of Ayurveda. The minister made these remarks during the inaugural event of Shalya Khan 2025 organized by the All India Institute of Ayurveda in New Delhi. The India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over West Bengal, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand and Odisha for the next 2 days. IMD scientist Dr. Naresh Kumar told Akashvani that today monsoon conditions are in a very active phase. In cricket, chasing the target of 193 runs, India were 103 for 7 against England in the third test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.